Number 14. Exercise 40. B. Listen to the tape and prepare an artistic reading of the text Youth Movements following the pattern given on the tape. Смотри учебник, страницы 149-151.
Youth Movements. Young people are active participants in their own history. Past generations of radical students have played a part in protests and revolutions against the existing order of society. A youth movement, in this sense, has an ideological or political character. At the same time, ordinary young people usually belong to a youth movement through membership in an adult-led, voluntary youth organisation, such as the Scouts or Guides. There are also fashion-led youth cultures, identified by types of dress, music and language. The term youth movement is so wide that it can refer to punk rockers as well as the Young Conservatives. The world's first voluntary youth organisation was the church-based Boys Brigade, founded in Glasgow, Scotland, in 1883 by William Alexander Smith, 1854-1914, and dedicated to religious education and developing the habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that tends towards a true Christian manliness. In the 1900s, in Germany appeared a movement of middle-class students who took up open-air tramping. Richard Schirmann, a German schoolteacher, opened the first youth hostel in 1909. Youth hostels providing cheap accommodation for young people are now found in most areas of the world. In England, Major General Robert Baden-Powell, 1857-1941, founded a uniformed woodcraft movement, the Boy Scouts, in 1908. Like the Boys' Brigade, the Scout movement has spread around the world. A sister organisation to the Scouts, the Girl Guide Association, founded in 1910, also has a large membership worldwide. These organisations train boys and girls in various useful skills, such as lighting a fire, cooking, fishing, and for developing their character. Scouts traditionally carry a penknife, and their motto is Be Prepared. Young people have contributed to mass political movements of both left and right. In the 1930s, there functioned youth fascist organisations in Mussolini's Italy and Hitler's Germany. After 1933, membership of the Nazi Hitler Youth became compulsory. In Britain, some young people joined the Black Shirts. The Austrian Red Falcons were an active 1930s socialist movement. Soviet Russia had young communist groups, Oktoberist, Pioneer and Komsomol, whose aim was political education of young people. Since World War II, the media have spoken a lot about the activities of various notorious youth cults, thus spreading information about them. The Teddy Boys of the 1950s, with their long jackets, velvet collars, drainpipe trousers and crepe-soled shoes, were the first of the rebellious working-class youth cults. In the early 1960s came new groups such as the Mods, dressed in Italian-style clothes, and their leather-clad rivals, the Rockers, associated with motorcycles and rock and roll music. The hippies of the late 1960s were more middle class. They experimented with drugs, lived in communities, grew their hair long, and were attracted to radical politics. Skinheads, combining elements of both mods and rockers, and associated with the racism of the far right, arrived on the scene in the late 1960s. punk rockers achieved notoriety through the attention of the media in the late 1970s with their unique Mohican hairstyles, vivid makeup, cast-off clothes and aggressive music. Several of these youth cultures were recycled in the 1980s.